Welcome to episode 1848 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are. As you get ready to meditate, you might be seated in your meditation space, or you might be listening for today's meditation technique. I share a different technique in every single episode here on the podcast. And you might want to do that technique as you go about your day. It's all good. However you use these techniques will help you experience a little more peace, energy, and clarity throughout your day. We continue along with our theme this week. We explore a theme each week for an entire week's series. Throughout that series, as I mentioned, you explore a different meditation technique that is customized for each week's theme. Our theme this week is a very important one, and that is stress relief in regard to relationships. Relationships cause the most stress. In fact, there's research to show that stress in your relationships can be harmful to your health. In today's episode, I'll share with you a meditation technique you can do today to help you be together in a different way when you are with someone who causes you stress. This might be stress in an intimate relationship with a loved one, a family member, a spouse, even a sibling. It could be a good friend or neighbor, a colleague at work. You can learn to show up differently when you are with this person. Chances are that when you are with this person who causes you stress. And at the beginning of this series, I had recommended that you focus on one particular relationship this whole week that causes you stress and help you unravel it and maybe lay to rest some of the stress you experience in this relationship as you do the techniques and go through this week's series. If you're just joining us, maybe think about a relationship that you wish was better, especially if this relationship causes you a great deal of stress. So you could bring to mind this person. And when you are with this person, which chances are you need to be with them at least sometimes, or it could be a relationship that you had in the past, but that you no longer are engaged in, but you still feel a great deal of stress when you think about this relationship. So you can process a most recent memory of your interaction with this person. So bring to mind this person and the last time you interacted. And just create a reality devoid of emotions. Simply state the facts about what that person was doing the last time you saw the person. They could have been yelling at you or belittling you or any number of things. Just notice the person seemed upset and was yelling, or they were doing such and such. Maybe you didn't interact with them, but when you saw them, they were doing something else. Maybe they were working or watching television or on their smartphone. Bring to mind the location where they were. Maybe the building. Maybe what the weather was like. Any fact you remember about that event. And then bring to mind what you were doing. Maybe you were seated, trying to ignore the person. Maybe you were working, or you were in your home, in your kitchen, chopping vegetables. Or you were at the store and you saw this person and you didn't want them to see you, so you didn't engage them in any way. Just bring to mind this situation for yourself at that time. Taking away the emotion, just remembering the facts. Now, think about what you would have liked to be doing at that moment. Maybe you would have liked to have gone to the store next door, but that person was still just outside the store, and so you stayed in the store longer until they left. Or maybe the person entered the kitchen while you were chopping vegetables for dinner, and you wished at that moment that you could have been exercising, maybe doing an extra long yoga session. Make it something that was doable, that you could actually have done. So as you have created your own reality, what you were truly factually doing, and an option for what you could do, and what the other person was truly factually doing, their reality, know that you can use this technique anytime you encounter stress in a relationship. Define what the person's doing and what you're doing and what you would like to be doing. This takes away the emotion and it allows you some options. Sometimes you might not always be able to do something different at that moment, but the interaction will eventually be over and you can move on your way. And so think about what you would do, some things that you could do to feel better about the stress. When you experience stress with someone, especially repeatedly, you can feel trapped, like you just don't have any options. And when you feel trapped, it just increases your stress. You can begin to feel stress whether you are with them physically in that moment or you're just thinking about when you have to see that person next or remembering what it was like when you were with that person. So know that you have options and that even though you may be experiencing stress in that situation, the other person likely experiences stress as well. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're oblivious to your discomfort or stress. You could always name their emotions. For example, you could say, oh, they just walked into the room. They look like they're agitated. They are wearing jeans and a sweatshirt, and now they're sitting down. Just name what they're doing. This helps to take away the emotion. And for yourself, think about what you would like to be doing at that moment. So this is your technique to help you manage stress right in the midst of a stressful encounter with someone else. Settle yourself down now and meditate, and focus on where you are at this moment, where you're seated, where you're listening to this episode, what you're wearing, what the weather's like. Describe your situation now and allow yourself to experience stillness where you're not thinking anything at all. You're simply allowing yourself to be. If you would like full half-hour guided meditations where I take you more deeply into this week's theme, you also receive a journal and a slowdown guide to go with your theme. You can try a 2-week free trial on my Sipino meditation app when you subscribe to the app, and know you are so worth slowing down for.